Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is series 2, episode 362 of this daily study podcast. It is actually the last episode of this series because tomorrow we're going to begin our study of the Doctrine and Covenants manual of the Come Follow Me materials, and I am so excited to get started with this. You know, the Doctrine and Covenants is always an interesting one because it's one that we always refer to. We talk about it often, but we don't obviously talk about it with the same enthusiasm or you know, passion, I think, as we do for the Book of Mormon. But I am excited to get that passion and enthusiasm from this year of study. I think this is the time now to really get a love for the Doctrine and Covenants. And so I can't wait for it. But today, I'm going to share with you a video, some audio from the Facebook group that Jessica Aldridge shared. It is her testimony of her conversion to the Book of Mormon. Her witness that the Book of Mormon was a true powerful book that could change in her life. And so I'm going to hand over the time to her, and I hope you enjoy. And then I'll see you tomorrow for the Doctrine for the beginning of a new season of the Church Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. Can't wait to see you then.
Share with you my conversion of the Book of Mormon, and I wanted to share it in my own voice because it is my testimony and I want to share it with whoever wants to hear it and whoever it might help. So I'm going to start out by saying that my conversion to the Book of Mormon came when I was not reading the Book of Mormon, and don't panic. I had to back up and give some background information. So I was completing my schooling to become a teacher, and I waited to go back to school after I had been a stay-at-home mom for 14 years, and my youngest was now going into kindergarten, and my oldest was 14. And I had applied for an internship at the very end of my teaching schooling. And what an internship is in the United States is you go, you're still in school taking your most difficult courses at the very end, and you're basically a full-time teacher. So you go in and you're a full-time teacher, and then a month of that is your student teaching, and so you don't get paid for it, but you're getting the experience. So I was full-time teaching, student teaching, finishing all my capstone courses, which were the most difficult courses. I had four children at home, and it was the first time I had worked in 14 years, and I was very overwhelmed and very stressed out, and I had a lot of anxiety. And then my dad passed away. And 2 months previous to that, I had had a friend pass away, and it was just like too much for me. And I thought, I cannot do this, Heavenly Father. And I'm the kind of person that I know you have to do work. You have to work to get what you need. And I'm a hard worker. And so I said, Heavenly Father, I know I need to do something. Let me know what I need to do. Please relieve this from me. I cannot do this anymore. I can't carry on. I can't do all of this and be a good mom and be a good wife and be a good teacher and be a good student. And I'm a very perfectionistic. I wanted to be good at all of those things, and I was faltering, and I thought, what's gonna give? I can't do this anymore. Give me an answer. Give me something to help me get through this. And I've been praying quite a lot about it, that I would be able to do everything that I needed to do. And one morning I was driving to work, and I had a voice come to me, and it said, Jessica, you need to read the Book of Mormon every day. And I was so mad. It was so mad. I stressed out I am, how busy I am. I cannot do one more thing. I do not have one second in my life that I can read the Book of Mormon. So do not ask me to do that. And I went on, I drove to work and I was crying. And when I went about 2 more weeks and I was praying so hard, and every time I just kept thinking, he wants me to read the Book of Mormon. And I was mad and I was rebelling and I was like, no, you have a different answer for me. I know you have a different answer for me. And one night in particular, I was really missing my dad and thinking of my dad and thinking what a hard worker he was, and that he would do whatever it took to accomplish things, and I really admired that about my dad, and I wanted to be that person, that I'm a really hard worker, and I wanted to carry on that legacy of my dad's. And so as I prayed that night, I said, okay, Heavenly Father, you know what I need. But still in the back of my mind, I was like, but please don't ask me to read the Book of Mormon, because I really don't have time. And so I said, you know what I need? I'm willing to submit. I'm willing to humble myself. I will do the work. I'll do what it takes. Just help me, because I can't do this anymore. I can't do it on my own. So the next morning, I woke up very early, and I sat up in bed, and I was wide awake, and I had this very calming, loving, comforting voice come to me, and the voice said to me, Jessica, you wake up every morning at 5:30 to exercise your physical body. Which I had. I was religious about it because it was something that made me feel good. It gave me energy. It gives me the ability to carry on physically throughout the day. And it also was helping me emotionally. And so this voice said to me, you take the time to exercise your physical body, but you need to exercise your spirit. And you need to read your Book of Mormon. You can wake up 10 minutes earlier every morning and read. And I looked over at my alarm clock, and it was exactly 10 minutes earlier than I normally wake up. And I climbed out of bed, and I read for 10 minutes, and never in my life, and I've read 1 Nephi a lot, you know, you always start over on 1 Nephi, and never in my life have I had such a testimony, such an impact from the words that Nephi and Lehi had written in that part of the Book of Mormon. And it wasn't just the words that I was reading, it was the divinity and the power and the love of Jesus Christ that is within those pages that I needed. And I knew without a doubt that every word and every part and every lesson that is in the Book of Mormon was absolutely, completely and utterly true, and was for me and for what I was experiencing at that exact moment in my life, in those exact days, and every word that I needed. And I testify to you that I was granted time. I had time like you would not believe. And I know it was because I submitted and was willing to be obedient and to read those words that will bring you peace and happiness and joy. And I bear witness to you that it is a true book, and it will change your life, and it will make you become a better person. And Heavenly Father will bless you in your obedience of reading it. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.